Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Day Flyer 720 WGN. So Chief O'Neill's has been named, of course, one of the top pubs in the world, especially in Chicago here. It's a Chicago neighborhood staple. Their live music and classic Irish fare with a modern twist. Their annual St. Patrick's Day. Really, it's a three-week-long celebration, I think, or if even longer this year because it's on a Friday night. Their Friday night fish fry along with their brunches. They keep locals coming back. And today, the proprietors of Chief O'Neill's, Brendan and Siobhan, and their son joined us live in studio. Hello, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going great. It's great. So are you in the midst of craziness at your place right now?
Yes.
Long story short.
Yes. Long story short.
But we're happy about that.
That's good. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Crazy is good.
Almost a quarter of a century for you guys.
Almost.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Yeah. When you first opened it, did you say, well, we'll do this for a few years? Or did you know, no, we want to build this longtime family business? And
well, the thing was, we only opened it as a hobby.
Yeah, right.
So
that's
we weren't even going to be doing it full time. We were just going to go there on the weekends, play some music. We bought musicians, so it'd be a place for us to go and get away from our insurance life, you know, which is, you know, is so exciting, the insurance business. And so, anyway, it didn't work out like that. So looking back at it now, it's probably just as well.
25 years. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Family business. And now kind of passing it along a little bit to, well, this is when they can leave early.
Exactly. They like to go, oh, we might go take a vacation here, a vacation there, Cabo, the Bahamas. You know, they get out into the sun, but they deserve it.
Or if we go out for some drinks tonight, you're going back to the restaurant.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Talk about, who wants to talk about who Chief O'Neill is? Like, why in Chicago did you name it after Chief O'Neill?
Well, Chief O'Neill is our guy in Chicago. We got a guy.
We got a guy. You do.
In the Irish music genre. Chief O'Neill was the chief of police at the turn of the century. And he had an illustrious police career, which was phenomenal. He was very renowned for that. But our interest in him is what he did in his private life, which was he wrote a really large collection of traditional Irish music that in the past was learned ear by ear. So referred to as an oral tradition, and with the mass immigration out of Ireland and the long work weeks, Irish music was in fear of kind of just disappearing. And Chief O'Neill was a visionary and said, you know, somebody's got to do something about this. And he did, and he wrote the largest anthology of the music, and his library is on display, his collection is at the library at Notre Dame.
Yeah,
in the Chief O'Neill section, and also at Chief O'Neill's in the display cases. So if you can't make it to South Bend, you can make it over to Elson Avenue to have a look.
But some of this music would have just gone away if he didn't do what he did.
Unquestionably. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And he did kind of interesting thing. Have you heard about a piper coming in from New York or a fiddle player coming in, you know, in Boston? He would have him come in, and Sergeant James O'Neill, no relative, was a great scribe. And while they're getting his music, sure, he might have got a job on the police force, maybe, allegedly, possibly.
Yeah, maybe. 32 years on the police force, which is pretty well. We need a new chief of police, by the way.
I've heard.
Which is a good thing. You know, he died in 1936, but this tradition kind of lived on. But how'd you research him? Like, how'd you even come up with it? Because, you know, you guys were born in Ireland, right?
Yeah. Yes, I was born
you
in
were,
Ireland.
Yes, yeah.
I was born in Ireland. And so when I was growing up, we had the one treasured book of Chief O'Neill that we could afford. Of course, we didn't have a record player or any way to play the music. And so when we were thinking about a name for the pub, we were thinking about what is it we love. And of course, McKinney's didn't sound really good. So
Easy.
And you two met actually playing music together,
we did,
right?
Yeah. Up at the famous Milwaukee Irish Festival. So we were both playing on stage. And no, it was not love at first sight, Dave, before you ask.
Okay, all right. You had to work it.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So. 29 years of work. Yeah. I mean, no, labor
right.
of love. I'm
labor
sorry.
Of let love
me, let me
is
re-
what
is it
you
too
meant.
Late to rephrase
you
that? Of course
that.
I did.
I know you did. I know you did. But I love your place. I mean, it is just, first of all, it's 3471 North Elston, just off of Addison. So it's not in complete downtown. So it's very easy to get to. But I love the atmosphere there. I love that you sent me, texted me a picture earlier in the week about the decor going up and so forth. Because with St. Patrick's Day on a Friday, you really have three full weekends to celebrate, right?
We do, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No one has to call off the next day on the Saturday when it's not on a Thursday or a Wednesday.
No.
There's no one calling off the next day. It's good.
Yeah. No, you guys get a day off on the 20th, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. It's really the whole month. It's a ripple effect where some people want to come a little bit after the holiday or before the holiday because they don't want to be stuck in the whole, you know, month.
Was that rippled or ripped?
Yeah.
No, both. Probably a little bit of both.
So we love March.
Yeah, I bet you do. So the big sell, let's just talk about the place in general before we go into all the activities going on. But I mean, great menu. It's traditional Irish, have a little contemporary flair to it. You brought some great food in here. The curry is amazing at your place. The fish and chips. I just told you one of our priest friend of mine caught me at the end of a funeral today and said, hey, listen, can we go to Chief O'Neill's next Friday for a fish fry? I'm like, yes, of course we can. But it's fantastic. Like, I love your food there. And so how did you originally put together the menu and everything to get it where it is today?
You know, initially, as we were just opening it as a hobby, we didn't have a menu. And so we were just pouring Guinness and having whiskey. And so the clientele was saying, well, where's the food? And so we contacted a fantastic friend of ours, actually, you might know him, Jim August. Mm-hmm. And he's had several restaurants around town, and he put a menu together for us. He loves Irish food, currently writes as well, has a column with the Irish American News. And so he put a menu together for us, actually. And he said, pick from there. And we said, oh, we'll take everything.
So
and we did. So he helped us quite a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about a little bit of the highlights. First of all, the cheese curds, I had them not long ago. Just amazing. They taste like nothing I've ever had before. Seriously, at your place. I know it sounds simple, not getting cheese curds through a drive-thru at a fast food place. This is amazing, hot, fresh, battered there, you know,
yes,
and so forth. But talk a little bit about the menu.
Well, the cheese curds come from a cooperative creamery in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. And it's cheese curd capital of Wisconsin. That's no small thing, Dave.
Okay, no, not at all.
Okay.
No, not at all. No.
You know, it's cheese curds, it's Wisconsin, it's Ellsworth, yes, it's cooperative.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they ship them all the way down here to Chicago. So when we get them, they're still squeaky.
Yeah, nice. Important.
It is important. And they're gluten-free because we fry them in.
Which I appreciate.
The batter is...
Cornstarch.
Cornstarch and potato flake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what makes them so crunchy, I think, right?
Crispy, crispy and yummy. Crispy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to give you the secret recipe, don't listen to that. That's not
okay, yeah. He didn't mean that.
Did I slip?
He didn't mean that. But some of the other dishes, I mean, talk to them about your menu in general.
Well, you know, we do we make an effort to do all the Irish standards a little bit sort of as elevated, like, for example, the shepherd's pie. We put veal in it because that gives it that richer texture and flavor. We cure all our own corned beef. Anlon goes out every Thursday, catches all the fish in the Chicago River.
I love you.
Okay, maybe not. No,
it's not bass.
Anlon, you're amazing. That is crazy.
He is incredible.
That's why you birthed this young man to go fishing.
Come on.
Eventually, let's have this one fish when he's done. Okay.
But but outside of the regulars that we've been doing for 24 years, the dishes, we have a bit of time to have a bit of fun with specials. Right now we're doing a seafood platter, and it's got walleye pike, salmon, shrimp, scallop, and it's all grilled and just a whole lot of yummy.
Yeah.
So we get to, you know, kind of do a lot of stuff where seasonal stuff is fresh, it's in season.
Which I like that about you guys, because you do keep your standards there, but then there's always something different to try and experiment with a little bit, and it's always fabulous.
Well, yeah, you can experience it, you know, again for the first time.
Right. That's very true. What's your favorite dish?
Well, I like the pomegranate salmon myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's always my go-to. They don't even ask me what I want to eat anymore. They just go and get it for me.
That's true. All right. And how about you?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a bit of secret recipe, but one of them made it onto the menu is the Ann Lewin burger as one of the specials. But usually what I'll do is we get our steak rossini. It's four pieces of French bread with some steak on top. And usually it's covered in blue cheese. But I skip the blue cheese, especially if I'm going to be, you know, talking to customers.
Yeah, I get you.
And I always go with our chipotle aioli.
Oh,
and it's
nice.
A really good one. So, if you want to come in and get that, that's a good one. Secret menu.
Yeah. You guys can take the weekend off. He's got this. He's totally got this. How about yours?
Mine actually is fish and chips. I love fish and chips.
I'm with you. So good.
A good fish and chips is, it's kind of hard to come by.
Yeah. It's very true.
It just, for that crispy, light, but filling, warming, yeah, comfort food.
Yeah, absolutely. The curry. What do we have here today that you brought in? The curry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the curry.
I broke my Catholic rule on a little bit of that.
we import the curry powder from Ireland, because curry is a big thing in Ireland. I think it was from when the pubs closed and the chippers would be open, you go for a curry. So they actually make the curry in Ireland. And so it's chicken, the chicken curry, onions, sultanas, and pineapple.
Sultanas.
Raisins.
Oh, that's what I'm seeing in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
Those are
really good. Don't knock it till you try it. I know pineapple gets a bad rap in a lot of foods.
Does it?
Pineapple on pizza. I've seen it all. But yeah, don't knock it.
And so many times, you know, noted for the perfect Guinness pour. How critical is that? It's good. It's important.
It's everything, Dave.
It's everything. It's everything.
And Lewin has perfected the shamrock on top.
He has.
He's a
shamrock Guinness artist, artist.
You have to keep a couple different variations. We actually, for the weekend and for the month coming up, we actually got all new nozzles just because we want it to be, it can't just be good, it can't just be great, it has to be perfect, it has to be the best.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing about your place too. I feel like I'm walking into someone's house. Like the way I'm welcomed in there, your people and everything. I think that's critically important.
That's great,
right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you want to. It's like being. We want people to feel like they're in Ireland, without going to Ireland.
That's right.
When you go to Ireland, you just have. It's such a welcoming place.
Yeah.
And you feel like, oh my God, everybody, you're seen and you're important, and you go and say, oh, I can't wait to go back.
Cheers.
Now, Alan's your bartender here. He made so I do have a favorite that I've enjoyed over the years, but I'm an old fashioned Manhattan guy, and it's called Far From Home.
Right.
And I don't know if I ever really paid deep attention to what was in it, but explain what's in it, because it's amazing to me.
It's a good recipe that we have. It's 1 ounce of three liquors. It starts with 1 ounce of Bullet Bourbon, then we do an ounce of Hennessy, and then 1 ounce of our sweet vermouth. And then it gets a half ounce of our Benedictine, and then we give it a splash of both of our bitters, Angostura, and it's really good. It's definitely a favorite. I have a couple of regulars that come to the bar, and I don't even ask their name anymore. I go, "Oh yeah, how are you doing, Far From Home?"
Very good.
My nickname.
That's very good. You are not bourbon. You are gin, vodka.
I do love gin.
Which you kind of pushed me in that direction over the years, because we've been doing this 10 or 11 years already. And, you know, it's not your grandfather's gin. It's not that just dry, no flavor. There's so many botanicals in what you're doing. Did you have Gin Fest or something?
Yeah, we did.
Some years ago. Yeah.
Just before the COVID, we had about, and then we had like 40 different types of gin in the garden.
Yeah.
And the thing about gin is that it actually has overtaken whiskey in Ireland. Yes, it has. And during COVID, a lot of the distilleries who couldn't get supplies, a lot of them turned to making their own gin, because it takes about 3 or 4 months. Besides the whiskeys, you're sitting on barrels for 3 years, 12 years, 10 years, not getting any income.
Or exercise sitting on those barrels.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, okay.
So then gin has become super popular, and there are so many fabulous, fabulous gins.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, have you ever tried Blue Coat Gin, which is an American gin?
I think so.
Yeah.
No.
So our next gin party, you're coming.
Okay.
So we'll probably plan one next year.
Bourbon for you, whiskey for you.
Whiskey. Bourbon, I like the Irish. Yeah. The Irish whiskeys. Yeah.
You just had some Guinness 00. Talk to folks about that. I forgot that. That's fairly new, isn't it?
It is fairly new. And
if you're not drinking, you can have a little Guinness.
No, you know, it's a great pacer.
Yeah. Okay. You said I'm actually thirsty.
I'm actually thirsty.
I don't need alcohol. I just want to.
Actually thirsty.
Yeah.
But they come out with the Guinness Zero and no alcohol. It's gluten free and it's vegan friendly. It's low calorie and it's low carb. And the way they do it, they brew the Guinness and then they remove the alcohol, as opposed to making something different. So it is Guinness, just minus the good stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, we're going to talk about all the things going on over the next few weeks. And there's some new things happening at Chief O'Neill's. And we're going to talk to the McKinneys next on 720 WGN. Day Player, 720 WGN. We're talking to the folks at Chief O'Neill's. And with St. Patrick's Day on a Friday, people already been celebrating. They're going to celebrate. They're going to continue celebrating through the month. But these next few weeks, you've got a lot of activities planned.
We do. We actually kicked off already March 1st. We have our Guinness and Giggles now, not just for March, but all we just started all throughout the year. Started in February. So it's a fun night. It's open
comedy.
Open night. Open mic night. You can just come on in at 6:30. Sign up. All through March, every Wednesday, Guinness are going to be giving away lots of giveaways.
Cool.
And that's no laughing matter.
No, hello. Hello. 1-2.
And you can do...
Have you heard that before?
You can get your face on a pint and everything. So come on in. You don't have to be involved in the comedy. You can just come in as a guest. But it's a fun time. Lots of quite an array of comedians.
And that's on Wednesdays. And then you've got this Chicago Hauntings Ghost Tour.
We do.
Which is kind of mixed in with the St. Patrick's Day stuff.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yes. He's doing a special thing. And so there are still a few tickets left for that if guests want to come for that. That'll be in our upstairs attic that's haunted. And so, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Next weekend's the big weekend. Of course, you've got entertainment on Friday. But Saturday is the parade. And you're doing something a little bit different this year.
No, we are. Because during COVID, during the lockdown, we came across a poster, actually, that in one of Chief O'Neill's books, and it was from 1905, and we were quite surprised to find that Chief O'Neill actually used to walk by Chief O'Neill's door on his way to Brands Park, which is four blocks south of where we are, where Chief O'Neill's pub happened to be now. And back in the day, Chief O'Neill used to host his annual picnics down there, invite all the Irish musicians, dancers, and so we thought this would be a great opportunity to taking a moment to march down to Brands Park. This time we're walking to think about Chief O'Neill and celebrate him and
That's
come on
great.
Back. And yeah. And then quench our thirst.
I love that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So come on over.
And when you do the buffets and so forth, I mean, they're fabulous. Like, you know, when people hear buffet, they're like, oh, God, what is that going to be? It's always fresh. I'm not kidding. Fish is always crispy because it's moving at a million miles an hour. But tell folks what's going to be featured.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Our buffet is not just during March, but all through the year. You definitely need a reservation. So we don't want guests to come and not be able to get in. Go online and do that. But we have everything from fresh salad stations to omelet stations to all sorts of dessert stations. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of items.
Salmon, seafood. And
Bangers Mash, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hello, 1-2.
Taco stations.
Don't forget the Bloody Marys, the mimosas, margaritas. They're bottomless. You can have as many as you want. You know, I always say all you care to have and all you can have. That sometimes it feels like I'm challenging people. I promise you I'm not.
But the parlor will accept reservations, but I would do that now. Before it's gone. But I mean, it's walk-ins for the most part. But talk about the entertainment and some other things happening.
Of course, yes. So we're kicking off on the Friday night, as you said. We have the O'Hara School of Dancers are coming in on Friday night. And then followed by Katie Grennan and John Williams. To those of you who are in the Irish community, wow. So there's no cover.
John Williams from here?
It's John Williams, exactly. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Yes.
And we're going to, that'll be an early night on Friday, but on Saturday we're opening at 8 a.m. We're going to have music kicked off from musicians coming in from Ireland the day before. And then we're going to stroll down to Brands Park. And then every 2 hours we have a different band until 2 a.m.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Does that become those days just a blur as a restaurant owner?
You'd be surprised how fast it goes.
I bet. That's what I'm saying.
It's
like
the day's over. It's like, what? So we wish it would last, we'd have more days, if you don't see what I'm saying. See, wink, wink, more days.
But this is a Dave Plyer Show exclusive.
Right.
I'm putting two bands together under pseudonyms. But this is exclusive to Dave Plyer Show.
Okay. Breaking news.
Yes, we are going to be the Clumsy Celts.
Okay.
On
I'm sure you will.
Yes. And then we're going to be Magically Delicious.
Oh.
On the 17th. So that's a Dave Plyer exclusive. I'm just letting it out there.
Well, you guys are playing too.
We are.
Yeah, that's our little group.
And of course, bagpipers. You know,
oh my God! Emerald Society will be on in the Trinity. The Trinity Academy. We have, as I said, it's constant entertainment. And then on Sunday after the brunch, we'll be featuring another dance school. Plus, we'll have our sessions then at 5 o'clock. This is where all musicians can come from around town. We sit around, we jam.
Oh, I love that.
And that's always.
I haven't been there for that.
You gotta come on over.
Yeah, for sure. The Friday night fish fry is Lent. So you're looking for a great place. Everyone always talks about supper clubs, which I love. By the way, as well, but this is a great. I mean, your fish and chips are amazing.
Yeah, they have. Everybody seems to really enjoy them, so that's great. So if you haven't tried them, listeners, come on in. We've got plenty. And if you can't make it in March, we have them all year round. On Fridays, all you care to eat fish and chips.
Every Friday.
I love that. All right. I'll tell you, Chief O'Neill is located 3471 North Elston in Chicago, just off of Addison. And for more information and all these schedules and everything that's that we discussed tonight is at Chief O'Neill's Pub. .com. Thanks to all of you for coming in. Thanks for feeding our team here tonight that are going to be here into the night. I appreciate that too. David Jennings.
Sounds from the
he got his corned beef. He's a very happy guy. Good man. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Cheers. Slotches.